This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Dr. Adi Zaif Baltariski. She is a PhD and behavioral science expert and advisory to Anti-Land. And Dr. Baltariski, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And certainly our pleasure to have you, and thanks so much for your time. So tell us, for starters, as an expert in behavioral health, what are some of the challenges people face using social media? I know I've seen quite a bit of action out there, negative and awful. Talk to us about that to kick things off today.
Yep, you are correct. This is a very good question. You know, I think there's a number of challenges that people are experiencing from using social media, especially in today's world with the COVID and the current politics. I will talk about a few that I feel like are particularly damaging to our well-being. So I think one of the biggest challenges is the constant stress that we have to be perfect. You know, it's very visible in social media platforms. We have a strong need to present as desirable, successful, happy, and to show how exciting a life is. And when creating, you know, basically when we are creating our online persona, we become unauthentic in a certain way while creating our social identity. So I think that's a huge problem, since it's creating a huge gap between who we really are in the physical world and what our online persona is. And it's a constant internal struggle that we feel, and almost like losing our identity in some way. So I think losing our authenticity through social media is one of the major struggles that we are experiencing as human in general today. I also think that the constant count on external approval, like a like or a comment, right, the dopamine rush we get from a like or a heart that we get, kind of make us forget our own ability to self-monitor and self-soothe. And it almost messes up with our instinctive nature to discern between what is good and what is bad. There are also the social comparison theory that is huge damage when we compare ourselves to others, right? Someone else always is more, you know, successful than us, and it really increases the level of depression and anxiety and suicidality that we see today, which is very troubling. So there's a huge increase in mental health problem due to social media.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And some great points made right there. Thanks for that. Now, how is Anti-Land an alternative to other known platforms, and how is it better?
So Anti-Land is a safe, anonymous community. It's focused on self-discovery. It's kind of more of the real world stuff, right? It has no ads, which we all know how problematic it is, right? It really encourages, I think the dialogue there really encourages meaningful and, most important, non-judgmental conversation. You can do one-on-one, you can do small groups. So it's not like a status blast that you do for your entire friends list on other platform. And I think especially today, people are seeking for this safe place to talk freely and connect, especially. They really want to be heard. And I think validation is a huge part of it, right? Versus being judged. And I think that's what Anti-Land provides and kind of allow you with the space it creates. You know, social platform, we see a lot of shaming. We see a lot of judging component to it. And I think also the privacy aspect of it and the user identity is a huge issue in social platform. And Anti-Land is really preserving and putting a lot of focus on that as well.
Now, adding on to that and another question for you, what are the benefits of being anonymous in the Anti-Land community? Get into some of those details.
I think it's a great question because it's relatively new concept, right? Being anonymous on a chat, I think, allows you to really be who you are, right? You don't have the mask aspect to it. There's no need to fake someone you're not. And it gives one, I think, an ability to be authentic and open in the most, important way, right? To be vulnerable. This is where humanity comes into play, right? So people feel the courage to talk about real things. And you can also see it in the topics and the discussion that are in Anti-Land. So I think that is the most important thing in anonymity.
It certainly sounds like Anti-Lan is certainly a safe haven for social media folks, and certainly worth taking advantage today. We are with Dr. Adi Zaev-Baltariski, a PhD and behavioral science expert and advisory to Anti-Lan, and she joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what types of topics are trending, and how can one be a part of the dialogue?
So most trending topics are domestic situation and interpersonal relationships. I don't think there is any surprise there, especially with the, you know, global pandemic. People are exposed to different challenges while being more at home and, you know, disconnected from people they love. And I think that's a huge thing that we see. I can give you an example. People talk about, you know, being at home, having fights with their partner. What can they do? They ask for advice. Basically, you know, you have the ability to talk to people all around the world that are experiencing probably similar things, especially today, right? So I think it's very powerful. And being part of an anti-lan dialogue, it's very simple. It's a free app, right? So you just join a group that is relevant to you and participate and get support from others. You know, it also gives you perspective, right? We have the hardship in life. Life is really tough right now as well. So those are the real life struggles that you need support with and validation. And it makes a huge difference to get perspective like that.
Most certainly, and I totally agree with you on that. Lastly, what three tips do you have for those wanting to establish a better well-being or a social tune-up for this year, 2021?
Absolutely. Only three? I have tons. So I think 2020 was a very difficult year in terms of mental health. The pandemic has taken its toll, especially on human ability to connect physically. Had a major impact on people's mental health. And I think what serves as a lifeline is for people to have the ability to connect online, to find other people to talk to about the struggle. So I think one of my recommendations is to find a preferred way to connect to others and create that relationship that are close, that are mutually fulfilling, where you feel safe and heard, right? And not judge. I think part of the problem is that people don't ask for support. So one of my tips is do not be afraid to ask for support. I think another practical one is to start a gratitude journal. You know, we have a lot of noise surrounding us, and we must clean it up and look at the things that we are grateful for and make a note of it. Making a note of it make a huge impact. There are tons of research on that. Another important aspect that people don't pay a lot of attention to is to develop and maintain self-compassion and self-care. You know, life is difficult enough for us to be so hard on ourselves. So creating healthy habits into our daily routine that nurtures you, whether it's taking a walk, doing a warm bath, journal, or, you know, there are tons of options that, you know, it's very individually. For me, it's playing the piano or an exercise, right? This is my self-care. And last one, do not try to control what you can't. Put 200% on what you can control, and there's a lot that we can't control. So I think those are my 2021 tips for well-being and social improvement.
Well, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today, Dr. Adi, and for all that you do in the space on behalf of Anti-Lan as well. Where can listeners tap into Anti-Lan and get further information accordingly?
So basically, there's a website, and you can also download the app. It's free and get that information. And you can also follow on Instagram and the other social media.
And folks, that website is antilan.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Adi, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Adi Zaev-Baltariski, a PhD and behavioral science expert and advisory to Anti-Lan. And for further details, simply visit antilan.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.